morning time. It's the morning time, the time of Ishraq. Sunrise is the time for the acceptance of du'as. There are some times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept specifically, especially for His mercy, like the third part of the night. After that, we have this time in the morning of the time of Ishraq. This is so valuable, so precious a time, because this is the time of laziness and a person's tired, a person breaks his desires, crushes his desires, and he does mujahida with his nafs right now, with this, because he's tired after the night, and the nafs is forcing the person to, because they're tired, the person will be tired and lazy. And then when the person opposes his desires and sits in the remembrance of Allah, in the dhikr of Allah, Allah is so happy that for sitting during this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person the reward of a hajj and a umrah. And the individual in his body, it is stated in the hadith, there are 360 joints. So when you do dhikr at this time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that person who does dhikr in this time, in the morning, then his 360 joints, the sadaqah is given for them, charity is given for them. This is a very valuable time. Very valuable time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this special time, Allah ta'ala sends His special mercy on the individual, and the du'as that the person supplies, Allah ta'ala protects in His court, and He doesn't waste those du'as. Those du'as, either immediately Allah ta'ala bestows that person, or if it's better for that person, if it's better for that person, Allah grants him immediately. And if it's not, then Allah Ta'ala compensates him with something better. For example, a difficulty or sorrow, or some anguish or a disaster or some calamity that's about to come, Allah gives him some freedom. And the third scenario could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give these first two things, then in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala collects and saves for the hereafter. And when that person returns to his Lord, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that thing. Allah will say that these are your du'as that in the world that I protected them when you recited them, and today I give you the reward for them. So this is alhamdulillah. If we look at these, all these points we just discussed, then look at Allah's mercy, that how Allah has sat us down, seated us, given us determination, brought us to His dhikr, we've crushed our laziness, and then with Allah's remembrance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to recite du'as. We weren't rushing, we didn't run away. Even then we stopped the nafs desires. Okay, we've come, let's sit for a little while more. Let's ask from Allah. Doesn't matter how much laziness you're experiencing now and tiredness, but if you do the dua, then that dua will be useful for you. We are upset, oh, this is not happening, or this is not happening for me. I've not got children. Thousands of problems are running with us in life. My brothers, Allah's given us these times. In these times, sit down and why don't we ask from Allah? Why doesn't the servant ask? Ask, Allah will grant, inshallah, Allah will give. But Allah gives at that time according to His decision, His choice. We should definitely ask, the human being should definitely ask from Allah. Allah Ta'ala loves those who ask Him, that this servant of mine believes in me, that I am his Lord, and he's asking from me. Those who don't have yaqeen, certainty, the sign of those people is that they don't ask Allah enough. With a broken heart they ask, they don't have any hope, they don't have any belief that it's going to be accepted by Allah or listened to by Allah. We should have full yaqeen when we do dua. There's no other place to where I can go to ask. We should have this belief. There's no other path, there's no other solution. There's no door through where I can attain this. So why don't I emphasize and put effort in this and make Allah happy and ask Allah for my need? So that when you do dua, supplicate to Allah, be extremely careful, be grateful to Allah immensely, that Allah, your great mercy, that right now you've given me the tawfiq to recite dua, to supplicate to you, to pray to you, and ask for me. And my advice is this, that we're sat in dhikr, and then when it's time for dua, then we get up and we leave. My brothers, Allah's brought us to here, then at least complete the task. At least sit here. That how ungrateful that person is. Think about it. That Allah has invited you, sat you down, and when it's time to give, we say we don't need, and we just get up and go during the time of dua. Wow, what a great achievement that is. So at least take something with you when you return. One are those people who totally have lost out, the poor souls. Allah Ta'ala has in him given the tawfiq ability that they can come to the gathering. Look at the difference in the dhikr in the evening at this time. This is the difference in the friendship with Allah. You can see this is one hereafter you will learn. In the evening, everyone collects, people will come, they join dhikr, because it's easy at that time to come in the evening. You don't have to crush your desires. But those who are close to Allah, the maqam, that person gets right now to sit down and do dhikr now, you can't get that reward in the evening. So those people who have come now in the morning, then at least take the full reward with you when you depart. What's the point of getting up in between? That if there's something extremely forceful that's forcing you to leave due to sleep and laziness and getting up for due to tiredness, I think this is something extremely sad and it's a great act of ungratefulness. Allahu Akbar. And those brothers also do dua, those poor souls who they've been given the tawfiq to do because they don't come just due to laziness, no other reason. Yesterday, Allah gives them, for example, tomorrow, what if they're faced with that scene that they can't even leave their bed, they can't get up? Then tell me how sad it will be that Allah Ta'ala has finished them off completely, they can't even come anymore. Or if Allah Ta'ala flips their hearts, turns their hearts, that they're not even capable, that they want to even feel like sitting in the dhikr wala. These are punishments then of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So do dua for them, that Allah Ta'ala, Allah, our colleagues, our friends, take them out of laziness. They've entered into this silsala, they've got health, they've got everything. Allah has given the resources in the dunya. But just because, and Allah wants that they remember Him, but they don't come, they're lazy, they stay in the laziness on their beds. Ooh.